A gitvach a mazel de gevach. This coming Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Re'ai, Chuftes Menachemuv, is the Yurtzat from the Yerushalayim Meruv, Murid the Ari Kedisha, Guna Kudish, Reb Shmuel Salant Zechisa Yugen Alayni. This Gudel B'Yisrael Reb Shmuel was born in Bialystok in Tuf Kif Ayin Vuv 1816, and he passed away Chuftes Menachemuv, Tar Samach Tes, 1909. His father's name was Rav Reb Tzvi Hirsch, and he married the daughter of the Ish Kudesh Reb Zindel Salant Zechis Yugen Alayni. Reb Shmuel was zoiche to be Murid the Ara of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh for 70 years, the longest kifa that anyone in the last few hundred years was zoiche to be Ruv in Yerushalayim. In his young years, he learned in Volozhin, and he had health issues, breathing, so the doctors told him that he should go to the Italian Alps and he should learn there. But Lamasa, the Eshte Belzeruv, the Heilige Sar Shulam, Zechis Yugen Alayni, told him, no, I want you to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that is where he went. So in 1841, Tufreish Aleph, as a young man, a young couple, he ended up in Eretz Yisrael. Just a little bit the backdrop of Yerushalayim those days. People basically left Yerushalayim and went up to Meron Tzfas Tveria to live, because in Yerushalayim the conditions were beyond dealable. They couldn't deal with the conditions there. The famine, no water, the Goyim, the Arabs, the Muslims, Yidnam got Suras Tzeriris, and they weren't allowed to expand the area where they lived. So they lived in very cramped conditions. And that is when the earthquake happened in Tzfas, the Rash, and the Chasam Soif and other tzaddikim said that Yerushalayim, Hatzchunginim for the cover that people left Yerushalayim. So this tzaddik decided to move to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh in 1841. And he moved into a little two-room apartment next to the Churva Shiel in Altstut Yerushalayim. And he lived in that apartment for 52 years. And in that apartment, he had Kabbalah school for hundreds of people over the course of the year, and even dignitaries, Sir Moshe Montefiore, Baron Rothschild. He had no issue. This is my apartment. Now, besides being an Eilich Yid and a Heilige Yid, Reb Shmuel Salant was a Chuchem Achikim. He was known to be Chakim Adihidua, and his Mesiris Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, he had no hours when people could come in. His door was open 24/7, so much so, he would put his table by the entranceway of his apartment, of his little apartment, the people passing by, if they have to talk to him, Kemered Nazoyte Galen. So somebody once told him, Rebbe, why do you let people come at any given time? Just hang up a tzettel from 6 to 10, from 4 to 6. So he said, the Yid has to be zech mezdabek b'medoysef shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. By the Eibishter, there's no such thing as doors closed. Now, Shar Shemaim, tefillahs don't go up. V'na Yid nem teros atilim el kenet echreden sem b'shefer. So too here. One of his projects, besides putting in shochtem and the yunim and having the shlicha, the rabunim, go out to chitzluris to raise money for the yeshiv in Eitz Yisrael, was the yeshiva's Eitz Chaim, who he built with mesiris nefesh and saw to it that the chinuch hayushin that was in Volozhin and that was in Europe and Lithuania prior to him coming to Eitz Yisrael should be replanted in Eitz Yisrael. And there were then a lot of people, if you read up the history, that were trying to instilling Yerushalayim secular studies and teach the kids trades and etc. And et loichem gevein of them. And he built Yeshivas Eitz Chaim with Mesiris Nefesh, and he looked after every detail. And besides shaffing money, he would be in the yeshiva every day. After Shachris, he would walk in and he would check up on every Talmud, every Rebbe, to see how things are. Mamaylev, he was there every morning. Everyone came on time, children, Rabbeim. And that is how he saw to it that the yeshiv in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh should grow and the Masoidah should not be watered down. As we said, he was a Ruf for 70 years in Yerushalayim. He was considered the Chakim Adi Hidua. He was a brilliant man. There's a story told when he was a little child his mother took him to a doctor, Nachum Bialystok, and the doctor told him, stick out your tongue, let me see your tongue, because on the tongue you can see if a person is healthy or not. And the doctor tells him, stick out your tongue, I want to see if you have a clean tongue. So Shmuel looks at him, he says, a clean tongue? Did you find already anyone that came through your doors that had a clean tongue? That's considered a clean tongue. What you consider a clean tongue is not really a clean tongue. In Yerushalayim, a gevoin tayid, a heilige yid, Reb Yankel Zishlina. This Reb Yankel was an oived Hashem, and a Yerushalayim Ribim, and he was ozgetim from the Welt. One fatux, he comes knocking by Reb Shmuel on the door, and Reb Shmuel opens up, and he says, Rebbe, I'm afraid that I did not bench necht nacht. I ate, and I'm afraid that I did not bench necht nacht. Rebbe, what do? I feel terrible. Give me a pesatikin. Now, Reb Shmuel Salant knew there's no way that if this tzaddik or gegesh not nish gebenched. So he tells me, you know what, Reb Yankel, go home and check if there are crumbs on the table where you ate. So if there are crumbs, that means you ate. If there aren't crumbs, that means you didn't eat. Abizor hasashka problem that you forgot benching. Sure enough, this Reb Yankel comes back to him and says, Rebbe, he says, I found the bilkala that my wife prepared for supper. You're right, I forgot to eat. But this came, but with also with chokhmah. One of the Yidin Yerushalayim once came into him and said, Rebbe, my son left Yerushalayim, went to America. We all know he went to America, tavegavor from Yiddishkeit, nishkan Shabbos, nishkan Tefillin, nishkan Tzitzis. But he started sending me money to support the family. Am I allowed to take the money? So Reb Shmuel Atzchabislavatrachni tells him, you know what, he says, and Rabbi said, this is such a powerful lesson. He says he doesn't have Shmira Shabbos, he doesn't have the mitzvah of Hanuchas Tefillin, Zolachot Shum, the mitzvah fin Kibbut Avim, as a Zolkenen, Gabe Machazik Zanzan Eltern, he says, and that mitzvah will Lametz Hashem bring him back to other mitzvahs. He was once sitting in a smedrish between Mincha Ma'ariv learning, and he hears some people talking that there is one of the chickens in the chicken coop that's infested with lice. Dreitzachrim de Tzadek, and that chicken is trife. So the Wayidin Talmid Chachumim, they said, Ruf, where do you take that the chicken is trife? So he says, very push it. He says, why don't the other chickens have lice? Because when lice or flies or bugs fly onto the chicken shakes his head and shakes off all these things. If the chicken did not shake his head off, that means his neck is broke and he can't shake the lice off. Mamayla is a strife. But there's a story was matvatzayl in Yerushalayim, which was mamash and often Reich HaKodesh. In his last years, Shmuel Salant was already a saganu at Shemesh Gizein, and he had a gaber, Reb Naftula Purish. He was his gaber. And one day, this Reb Naftula Purish hears that there's an announcement in the street that the fleish was matgekoift nechten by the butcher. They should know, everybody should know that it's trife. They found the shal in the flesh, it's trife. And Mamayla, go ask the dayan what you should do if you cooked this meat in a pot, etc. And if Shmuel Salant gets a harifun to this Naftula Purish, he says, "Vus is dos?" So he tells him. So he says, go call the shamas of Bezin, the secretary of Bezin. His name was Reb Zriel Usha, go call him. Kids, he calls him and he tells his Zilusha, I want you to go to the Schlachthaus where they shech the behemoths, where they shech the chickens, and tell the Shoichit and the Moira Hiruah, the Poisik that's there, the Mashgiach, that I want to talk to him and I want to have all the details. But kids, this Gaba comes back, the Shamas of Bezin comes back as Zilusha and says that the Moira Hiruah by the Schlachthaus really can't come, but he gave me all the details. Reb Shmuel says, tell him I would really go to him. I want him to come to me. Kitzah, the Ruv Rift, he comes to Reb Shmuel Salant. And Reb Shmuel asks him, why is it trife? So he starts telling him, you know, the halucham, the rayim, the sirche. Reb Shmuel says, take out the Shulchan Aruch. Look inside. I think you're making a mistake. Kitzah, this Moira Ruah looks in, and he sees that he learned pshat wrong in the shach. And this is kusha. So he turned white. He was also an Elter Yid, but Reb Shmuel couldn't see him. And he tells the Rebbe, he says, what do I do? He says, tell everybody it's kosher. This Gabbe of Reb Shmuel Salant, this Maftula Purish said, there were many times that there was an announcement in the street, there's a problem with the Shechita, if you bought something yesterday, don't use it. Not once could I recall in the 4 years that I was with Reb Shmuel Salant and Shtib that he should tell me, call the Moira Heruah. Whatever the guy paskened, he paskened. He says this was an offen Riech HaKoidesh, an offen Riech HaKoidesh, that he with Riech HaKoidesh, they say, no, there's no problem. There was a chusen that the first year Paisach went to eat by his shver for the seider. And in the middle, you know, achus and excited, nu begudim, nu shtramel, and they're trying to impress the eidem, and the eidem is trying to impress the mechitten. And they bring in by shulchan oirich the soup, and the chusen looks, there's a kernel of wheat in his soup. And he started saying, that means my shvige, they're not careful. They're not careful, they're not makpid. To watch if there's kernels of chumetz. He was ozazich. The Shver saw this, and everybody by the table, you know, it's a terrible zach, a kernel of wheat in the soup. Long story short, the next day after davening, Reb Shmuel Salant, Geitzitzit, the Mechit, Zuktenu, how was Yechusa Necht Nacht? How was your new Aydem, who just got married after Pirim? How was he by the Seider? And the Yid says, the Rebbe, he says, Nechten was like a very, the Seider started on a high, but it ended off very down. Zuktenu says, we found a kernel of wheat, and that means all my dishes, maybe my pots that we cooked, all the soup and the chicken, problematic. So Shmuel goes over to the Singerman, Singerman, how was the side the nechten? Singerman was not very upbeat. You know, Eilich Singerman, you find a kernel of wheat in the soup. Shmuel pushed him through all. What happened? Finally, Singerman says, what happened? Shmuel says, bring me a shmata. Singerman says, a shmata, bring me a shmata. Shmuel spreads out a shmata on the table in Besmedesh there, takes the shtramel off this new yingaman and starts shaking it. Out of a shtramel fell 3 kernels of wheat. Shmuel tells him, I was by Ofriv 3 weeks ago, and minigir shlaim is that you throw goizim, almonds and raisins and wheat on the chusen by the bavarfen. You had wheat in your shtramel. That fell in from your shtramel. Your shver and shvige sind ungehittene Menschen. Your shver and shvige haben Peisach is bazai a heilige yontiv. They are heilige ehrliche Yidden. I know them for a long time. This came from your shtramel. This was the gudel b'Yisrael. Besides being a ishkudish, besides being a heilige Yid, I'm a serious nefesh, a klige Yid, and he built the yeshiv in Yerushalayim, but we are benefiting today from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, kimt from the koiches, was there udem gudel at harangeleikt. Agit avoch zechise yugun alayni.